Gardening and You is sponsored by Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. With today's program, here's Becky Litterer.
Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I am Becky Litterer from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspects of gardening. It's how we can help you with the garden needs. Wow. After that hot, humid weather last week, next week will be really comfortable. Below normal temperature and rain, but it's great weather to be outside and working in your garden. You can still plant, and I have plants for you to do this. I'm open yet Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday 1 to 6, with reasonable prices on the plants. And remember, you can use your punch card, saving $7.50 on every $100. If you're thinking about starting a vegetable garden but assume your yard was too small, think again. From a plot as tiny as 5 by 5 feet, just 25 square feet, you can grow a surprising amount of food. Make it a bit bigger, say 10 by 10, 100 square feet, and your garden will really put a dent in your grocery bill. With so much uncertainty in the world, having a reliable source of affordable food is in many people's mind. If you're looking for a small vegetable garden idea, the key is choosing crops that produce well without taking up much room and makes the most of every square foot. Here's what to grow and how to grow it in a small garden. Gardening in a small area can be challenging, but there are several simple ways to make the most of your space and use it to the fullest. Grow up. Make use of vertical supports, trellises, fences, teapots, and cages to guide vining plants upward instead of letting them sprawl. Try interplanting. Grow quick crops such as radishes or turnips around slower growers. They'll be picked and eaten long before the later maturing neighbors need the room. Leave no bare spots. As soon as one crop is harvested, have another one ready to go, either from seed or transplants, so your space is always producing. Use companion planting. Everyone feels better with a friend nearby, and plants do too. Cut and come again. Instead of harvesting the whole plant, cut mature outer leaves and let the center grow continue growing. This works well for greens and even broccoli, which will produce side shoots after the main head is cut. Plant a pocket. Your garden doesn't have to be all in one spot. Tuck vegetables into unused sunny spaces, an extra corner, a flower bed, or along a path. Many like colorful chard or dark leaf eggplant as attractive as they are delicious. When choosing vegetables for small gardens, start with varieties labeled compact, dwarf, or bush. Focus on plants that stay manageable in size but produce full-size fruit. Mini or baby fruits are fun, but they tend to produce less overall, so it's better suitable to containers where space is especially tight. Greens are especially rewarding in small places. Spinach and lettuce for spring and fall, and chard and kale for the longest season of harvest. Don't overlook your flower beds either. Many vegetables are attractive, even to mix right in with the ornamentals. Colorful Swiss chard, leafy lettuce, compact peppers, and herbs like basil or parsley can be tucked into open spots, adding both beauty and harvest to your landscape. Snap peas. Replant with cucumbers or squash to make use of empty trellis. Leaf lettuce. Your favorite cherry tomato is a sun gold. Perhaps it's a favorite tomato period for this author. The plant is extremely prolific, giving you hundreds of sweet, tasty fruits. Indeterminate varieties will produce over the entire season until a killing frost finally brings them to an end. They are rampant climbers, so be aware to support them with a steady fence, trellis, or cage. Zucchini and summer squash, pole beans, cucumbers, and peppers. Okay, ready, set, grow practice, successful planting, and intercropping. Add herbs and compact plants when space allows, and think vertically by growing on trellises and support whenever possible. You can get super-duper yields from a super small space, and dig right in. For more information, I'll post the whole article on Facebook, Becky's Greenhouse, and my website, beckysgreenhouse.com. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's garage. Larry is having some surgery, so he'll not be in the shop this week. Thanks, and stay safe. Then part of the radio show, share a message I've done for over 29 years. The Lord's word of encouragement is always good to hear. It is hard, but we need to listen, care, and pray for all. Prayers have power. Thanks to all that they tell me they hear me on the radio, and they enjoy the messages. I'm only the messenger in this message, and all I do, I try to have the Lord's hand in all of it. The Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love endures long and is impatient. Love displays patience. Love is patient. It is not in a hurry. It always takes time to wait on God, to be grateful for his goodness and his fellowship with him. A person whose life is marked by love is patient with people. For example, he takes the time to listen to an elderly person who is lonely and wants to talk. He's willing to listen to the same story 4 or 5 times just to show kindness. The patient person is long-suffering. He can put up with some things uncomfortably for a long period of time without complaining. He has the power to endure whenever comes with a good attitude. Patience is a wonderful virtue, and is a virtue that can only be developed under trial. In other words, we need something to be patient about in order to develop patience. So let's start thanking God every time we need to exercise patience instead of complaining about it. Let us pray. Dear Lord, as I go through my day to day, help me to be patient with those around me. Thank you that you give me the strength and ability to demonstrate godly characters. Today, with your help, I choose to be kind and patient every chance I get. In your name we pray, amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Larry and I want to wish you all a blessed week.
Gardening and You was brought to you this morning by Becky Litterer at Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. If you have gardening questions or concerns for Gardening and You, stop by or call Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Phone 794-3337 or email Becky at beckmall@netins.net.